countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
And thank you for joining me by the sea, first of all, this morning, as we marvel at the wild waves of the Atlantic with a lady called Una O'Dwyer on one of her wild kitchen walks. We're near Spanish Point in County Clare, and this area, specifically Una, is known as the Kelp Walk.
It's called the Kelp Walk because there was a boat called the Kelp that was actually shipwrecked here years ago, sadly. And there's a little plaque and a table to, I suppose, inform people about that. But it's an absolutely beautiful place to come for seaweed because you've got these amazing big flat rocks here. I used to teach organic horticulture. I studied in a beautiful college in Drumcolliher on Tonnell's Glass in County Limerick. So I've been into wild plants and nature, I suppose, all my life. We grew up in Tipperary. But, you know, when the Wild Atlantic Way happened and I was teaching for a few years, and that's a lot of paperwork and you kind of want a little change, people were saying, take people on walks. And so I started to take people out on wild food walks, and then of course the seaweed was just a sort of a natural addition to that.
Well, you're taking me for a walk today and telling me to watch my step because things are slippy, yeah, as we head out on the rocks and through the rock pools towards the waves. So we'll watch our step carefully.
Oh.
You'll have to catch me there, Una. I have to save the microphone first.
I'll catch that, so.
You had mentioned to me that you grew up in a landlocked county. Do you think people are missing the sea right now and they're restricted from going to other counties or limited to even to 5 kilometres?
Completely. I can hear the sea from my back door, but I can't see it. So it actually makes me go and see it as much as I can. But, you know, research has proven that even by looking at photographs or pictures of landscapes and water and plants has a therapeutic effect on you.
I wonder, does the taste of the sea and all these seaweed products that you show people how to make, does that capture some of that essence as well, even if you can't get to the water?
Absolutely, it really does. And a lot of people are fantastically radiating towards the sea and maybe rural Ireland now because they can remotely work from here. So it's been a good thing in some ways because, you know, we have a little bit more time now, I suppose, and people are looking towards the alternatives and being a little bit more self-sufficient and learning about what's on our doorsteps.
We'll keep walking.
Sure. We saw a starfish here a few weeks ago. So this will be the seaweed I use for the bath then, John. Mm-hmm. This is fucus. So what you can do is just pop that into a very hot bath, let it cool down for a little while, and then you hop in and it's reabsorbed through your skin like osmosis. So you get all the minerals going into your system.
And some people don't like that oily feeling. Some people love it. Mm-hmm. It's good for you.
It's very good for you. I was planting up 20 apple trees recently up in a lovely place up in Moymore. The old back was a bit stiff afterwards. But yeah, I went home and had the seaweed bath. And it's like as if all your aches and pains actually go down the plug hole with the water afterwards. It makes your hair curly. And of course, what they've discovered now is that it's anti-aging. So all the big pharmaceutical companies want it in huge quantities, and they want it because it's fantastic for the wrinkles. I often have a laugh at people and say I'm 95, but I have a seaweed bath every morning and it does wonders for my complexion, you know. So kelp, to me, is the most incredible seaweed. And when it's dried, it's called kombu. So that's how you'd see it in the shops. Hugely popular in Japanese cuisine, Chinese. They use that for a long, long time. I use it as an alternative to aluminium foil. I make a little parcel of it and I put my little mackerel in there, or a piece of sweet corn or potato, and you can actually grill it or roast that and use that. And then on top of that you get a wonderful crispy seaweed to eat afterwards. It's delicious.
A lot of people would associate seaweed just with what they see washed up on the beach. You're looking for the seaweed to harvest here in the rock pools, on the rocks. These are the places where you find the seaweed that's still alive and full
Absolutely.
Of nutrients.
Yeah, you would never use a seaweed that's been washed up after a high tide or a big tide. That's wonderful for your garden. Seaweed is what's considered a slow release fertiliser, and it keeps in the moisture, it keeps out the weeds, it feeds your garden. But when you're harvesting seaweed, you need to find it in at low tide where it's still growing. It kind of goes in zones. So you get the greener ones up closer, you get the purple ones in the middle, and then you get the browner seaweeds at low tide. Some of them grow faster than others. At the moment, sea spaghetti is just coming back into its own, and that does exactly what it says on the tin. It looks and tastes, well, it tastes 100 times better than spaghetti. And you can plunge it into hot water and it goes bright green.
Which is with your bolognese?
Completely. Absolutely. It's just this mindset.
I'll have to try that.
We have this mindset of, oh, seaweed, and it's that oh thing, you know. But it's pushing out the boundaries a little bit and trying new things.
So Una, I'm really impressed with what you've gathered for us here. So at this picnic table here overlooking the sea.
So this is our lovely channel rack, it's called, or Doolamon in Clare. Doolamon, Akela, Doolamon, Akela. So that's from
that
song
about that.
Absolutely delicious in a salad. And apparently it is used for women that are in the throes of menopause. So it's one of those that has lots of local medicinal properties associated with it. Carrageen is anti-inflammatory, antiviral and antibacterial. So it's a chest medicine. It's a medicine for your lungs.
This is like the Dillisk that you'd be used to seeing in the paper bag that you buy by the beach. Can I taste a bit of that?
You absolutely can. But the thing is, John, the rule of foraging is that the forager always tastes first. And it contains the 56 essential vitamins and trace elements for human health.
I think why I like it is there's a nice salty taste to it, but maybe is that bad for me?
No.
It's good sea salt.
the World Health Organization say that we have too much bad salt in our systems from all the bad things that we like to eat, but of course we don't have enough good salt, and sea salt is good salt. So
I'm ready for the tea now. What have you brought in the pot?
So I just call it Dillisk tea. I put a little bit of lemon verbena in it just to give it another little flavour.
Okay.
But it's... Cheers,
Sláinte. Sláinte.
That's
lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's good to warm us up today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking me on the seaweed walk today, Una. When you lead your tours out, do you always sing to them?
Plamos them, I suppose, is the word. Sometimes I do, to be honest with you. It depends on the group. But yeah, it's a bit of fun. And sure, why not if you can sing an old bar of a song, hey? You that I love, dear, with you I must stay. How mellow the light shines on Liscannor Bay.